Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom greetings. I am your host, Apostle Siobhan Simmons. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Seasons are cyclic. We never stay in one season forever. We are familiar with winter, spring, summer, and fall season. If you reside in a region that is either consistently warm or consistently cold, you still experience the different seasons. You will feel a shift in the atmosphere. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. When we look at Psalm 22 and 2, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. We see David crying out to the Lord, but it appears that God is silent. There is no answer. The night season appears dark. You've lost all visual of light. In the night season, our imagination gets the best of us. We become the doom and gloom person. What do I mean? We start to imagine awful things. Fear creeps in. You start to feel alone. You feel that there is no one that you can turn to. Your family, your friends, and God have abandoned you. It seems that no one understands what you're going through, what you're experiencing. You start to feel sorry for yourself. You're full of complaints, and you want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. You start to say, why does it matter? Everything is against me. Everyone is against me. Night season. Remember, seasons are cyclic. Every season brings change. Spring falls to ice. It warms the earth. Things that are dormant comes to life. And those are just some examples of the spring season. The night season is not the time to give up. Even though in the natural it appears dark, and when there's dark, when the lights are out, you honestly cannot find your way unless you're familiar with the layout of a room, you're familiar with the layout of a house, you're just walking and bumping into things. So it is in the spirit when we are in our night season. There is a lesson to be learned and a change taking place in your night season. What is God wanting to develop in you? What character trait is absent or needs to be refined or polished? What fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, he is pruning. Because in order to have the fruit of the Spirit, all of those, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all of that has to be exhibited within us. Can you stand in the time of adversity. I've heard this saying, and I've even said it myself. For God I live, and for God I die. Here's the but. When we're in our night season, we don't remember that. We don't remember we said, God, I live. I'll do whatever you want me to do. God, I will die for you. But when the night season comes, that's not a saying that we would usher up before him. The night season is a time of drawing closer to God. In this season, you will develop a deeper prayer life. Your prayer life should deepen, or you should develop a prayer life. We find in Luke 6 and 12 that Jesus spent the night praying to God. We find our instructions in prayer. And I don't mean instructions when it seems like we're going truly, when circumstances and situations arise in our life, when we call them trials or tribulations, when those things arise in our life, that's the time for us to just be joyful, because we know it's coming to perfect some things within us. It's getting us ready to go in a deeper level in him. It's getting us to be mature Christians, bold soldiers in the army of the Lord. Our instructions can be found in prayer. So here are a few strategies that I want to share with you in our allotted time. First, no selfish prayers. What do I mean, selfish prayer? Lord, deliver me out of this. Lord, deal with my enemies. Lord, you know what's going on. Father, stop their mouth from talking about me. Those are selfish prayers. Father, thy will be done. Help me to accept what you have allowed. I know it is all working together for my good. You created me and only have the best for me. The Bible tells us that the enemy, which is Satan and his cohorts, can do nothing without the approval from God. If God is allowing it to happen, it is because it's time for us to grow up. Get off of milk. You cannot be a baby forever. Sooner or later, you'll have to quit drinking milk and start eating soft food until you're ready to chew the hard core. But the thing is, as long as we're living on this side and we want to transition to glory, we have to grow. I've never seen a seed stay a seed. It goes from a seed to a sprout until it grows into the mature seed it was planted to be. Secondly, kill your flesh so the Holy Spirit can be in control. Our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Flesh always wants to please the world. The Holy Spirit wants to please God. Do not let your eye gate fool you. Grass is greener on the other side. Just because so-and-so is doing it doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean that's something you are to do. And let me go back a minute when I said just because so-and-so is doing it, not doesn't necessarily mean it's right. As God strips us like an onion, he peels us layer by layer, because you know when we were in sin, we were rolled up, tangled up in sin, transgressions, and iniquity. But when we gave our heart And we ask him to come in. Layers were removed. And he continues to heal us. He continues to refine us. That's why we always should cry, create in me a clean heart. In other words, my heart has been so hardened by the sin. My heart has been so calcified that I need you to go in and I need you to chip away at those layers. So because an individual is acting the way we think it's not right, could be God working in them as God is working in us. As he works in us, we will have those traits that are not pleasing. Why? Because he's pruning us. He's clipping away at those branches so that we will bear much fruit. He's cutting back so that those fruits are just blooming. And when people look at us, they don't see us, but they see God in us. Stay, number three, stay in the Word. The Word is the Bible. The Bible is our instructions in order to live a victorious life, in order to know who we are and who he is. Not from what others have told us, but we can experience God through his word. From Revelation to Genesis, from Genesis to Revelation, all those scriptures, all those chapters, all those books in between tells us who he is, who we are, how we need to live in order to be victorious. He does not want us to be defeated. Why? Because we are created in his likeness, and he has overcome the world. And if the greater one lives on the inside of us, if he lives and dwells on the inside of us, if he was not defeated, surely we will not be defeated as well. Speak the word. There is power in the word of God. It says the word of God goes out and it cuts like a two-edged sword. It has power. And it's the word that's going to bring life. We need to live the word. How do we live the word? We have to be that living example. Not everyone will pick up a Bible and read it because they have been hurt by people who say, if you don't do it this way, you're going to hell. There is a way to get your point across, and that is with love. The Holy Spirit who dwells within us will tell us how to say it, when to say it, and even if we need to say it. Normally, we just need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We know that the Father will never leave us nor forsake us. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind. Fourth, meditate on the word. Think of those things that are good. Think of those things that are pleasing. Think of those things that are praiseworthy and of a good report. Jesus is the light of this world. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Remember, he is all-knowing and all-seeing. Nothing takes him by surprise. Live the word and allow the word to live in you. I pray this has been a blessing to you. You are in your night season. You are in a great place. Keep pressing into God. Keep praying without ceasing. Keep seeking his face, because in him will you find everything that you are desiring. And remember, you don't have to worry about a disconnect from God. He is always listening for the voices of the righteous. And he also hears the prayers of a sinner. God bless you. And until the next time, remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. He loves you, and everything you are experiencing is working together for your